USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris says the Texas abortion law is essentially an abortion bounty law.
The President and I are unequivocal in our support of Roe v. Wade and the constitutionality of Roe v. Wade and the right of women to make decisions for themselves with whomever they choose about their own body.
Former President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to the New York City Fire Department and New York City Police Department on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. He went on to criticize President Joe Biden's pullout from Afghanistan, saying that it hasn't been covered properly by the media and that he felt it was very disappointing. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden laid a wreath at the Flight 93 National Memorial Saturday after spending the morning at the Ground Zero ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Everybody says, Biden, why do you keep insisting on trying to bring the country together? That's the thing that's going to affect our well-being more than anything else how the rest of the world responds to us. Knowing that we actually can, in fact, lead by the example of our powers. I think we can do it. We've got to do it.
Biden spoke to reporters outside the Shankville Volunteer Fire Station. The body of a U.S. Marine killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan returned home to Massachusetts on Saturday, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that led to America's longest war. A procession including Marines, local and state police, firefighters, and city officials escorted the hearse bearing Sergeant Johanny Rosario Pichardo's flag-draped casket on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Texas Attorney General is suing schools that are defying mask bans. Wendy King has more.
For the first time in the Texas mask wars, Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing six school districts that have defied Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local masking orders. He said the schools were doing unlawful political maneuvering. The governor's executive order bars local officials from compelling people to wear masks. Until this week, Abbott and Paxton have been on defense as several school districts, cities, and counties in this state's major metropolitan areas have sued over the order or just outright ignored it. Some 85 school districts and six counties have instituted mask mandates of some kind in defiance of Abbott's ban, citing the need to protect school children too young to get the vaccine. Abbott had called on Texas lawmakers to send him a bill that would definitively stop school officials from requiring students, teachers, and other school employees to wear facial coverings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Representative John Yarmuth, Democrat of Kentucky, said during a recent budget reconciliation markup meeting that he opposed an amendment proposed by Representative Mary Miller, Republican of Illinois, that would require parental consent for schools to administer vaccines to children, with the Democrat lawmaker challenging the idea that parents always know what's best for their kids' health. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.